NKVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this a Tuesday, the fifth day of the month of December. Well, the Sutter Creek City Council continued its preparation for the Main Street Bridge replacement project and discussed the city's response to an update of the airport land use plan during their meeting last night. Monday's discussion focused on the city's communication strategy during the construction, which is expected to limit traffic on Main Street to one way for long periods of time. The city has created dedicated Facebook and web pages with information on the project, as well as setting up a phone number and email address for any questions about the project. The city will also hold information sessions at a pair of upcoming public meetings, January 4th and February 1st, primarily to answer questions from Main Street businesses. The council also last night discussed the city's response to the new draft airport land use plan currently being circulated by the county. With Westover Field just south of the city, the planning area for the airport has the potential of affecting much of Sutter Creek. The council's primary concern appears to be that the city remains its own land use authority to approve or deny new construction projects in the city that are also in the airport's zone of interest. More trouble for Joshua Davis. Davis was originally arrested by Angels Camp police on November 22nd when a human skull was found in his vehicle. Davis's latest brush with the law came on Friday when authorities served a search warrant on his property in Murphy's. Some bones were located on the property, however, they do not appear to be human remains. Several cell phones and other electronic devices were seized, as well as several types of weapons and ammunition that Davis is prohibited from possessing. Further investigation will determine whether or not the bones recovered are human. During the search, Davis told the investigating officer that he found that original skull at a construction site in Angels Camp. Deborah Grimes of the Calaveras County Miwok Tribe was notified, and she is currently spearheading efforts to determine if the location where Davis recovered the skull is a Native American burial site. Construction work at that site has stopped until determination can be made. Davis was booked into the Calaveras County Jail. Two other people that were detained during the service of the search warrant were released. The Calaveras Sheriff's Department currently investigating a butane honey oil lab. Late last week, Calaveras County Marijuana Enforcement Team received information regarding a possible butane honey oil lab in the 300 block of Highway 26 of Valley Springs. Deputies contacted the responsible party of a storage container at that location and conducted a search. Deputies found the lab, not currently producing chemicals, though. Two cases of butane were located, each containing 26 butane canisters. There was also large plastic storage totes filled with processed marijuana. Deputies seized approximately 200 pounds of processed marijuana and 192 butane canisters. Sheriff's investigators are conducting follow-up and have identified subjects involved with this operation. This is an ongoing investigation, and authorities say they will not release any further information at this time. Well, Calaveras Sheriff's deputies arrested an Escalon man following a short vehicle chase. According to the Sheriff's Office, around 6 Friday evening, a patrol deputy initiated a traffic stop on a vehicle for a minor infraction on Pine Street in West Point. The vehicle failed to yield and accelerated at a high rate of speed, fleeing westbound on Highway 26 and forcing another motorist off the roadway. The pursuit was terminated a short time later for safety reasons, but the suspect vehicle was seen on Sawyer Road near West Point. Now, deputies familiar with the area knew that Sawyer dead ends, so a perimeter was set up, and when the suspect vehicle attempted to leave the area a short time later, deputies were able to stop it and arrest the driver, Lester Diaz. Diaz was booked into the Calaveras County Jail on a felony warrant out of San Joaquin County, as well as a number of local charges. His total bail was set at $130,000. A Timeless Christmas is the theme for this year's Amador Corallers Christmas 2017 Winter Concerts. an Amador County musical tradition since 1963. The group's first performance will be this Thursday, the 7th, 7:30, at the Cornerstone Church in Ione. Saturday and Sunday, December 9th and 10th, the Corollaires will perform at 3 o'clock at St. Catherine Drexel in Martell. Now, tickets are $10 and are available online at amadorcorollaires.org or by calling 743-9258. Yes, indeed, he is. The Ione Fire Department Santa Patrol hits the streets again tonight. Tonight, Santa will visit the Castle Oaks West area, starting at 5 Mile Court and heading toward Shakely Lane, ending up on Northwoods Way. Now, Santa's visit starts around 6 o'clock tonight, and everybody's invited to go out and wave and talk to Santa. Ione Fire Chief Kim Mackey says they'll try to stay as close to time as they can on this, too. So, well, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting.